Milui Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. Rav Tzimin Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Seif Yud Zayin. Ovel Umanuda, Shemahalchim Baderech. Mutar Benil Sasando. Someone who's in Avelus, and he's not allowed to wear leather shoes, or someone in Nidui, but they're walking on a long walk. It's very difficult to walk on a long walk without shoes. So they're allowed to wear leather shoes. And when they get to the city, and it's not so difficult anymore to walk without shoes, then they take their leather shoes off, and the same halacha applies to Tisha B'Av. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains this is only if it's difficult to walk like that. It's a very long walk, or there's mud, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is Lamaisa, if you're Yoshef ala Hagola, let's say you're in a wagon or you're in a car, then you have to take your shoes off. In other words, if somebody is allowed to wear leather shoes for some reason, for the difficulty of walking, but then they're in the car they don't have to wear the leather shoes, they just take them off while they're in the car. Well, the Ramah continues. V'chein b'mokim shedarim ben ha'enam Yehudim lo yachlots kim b'chov ha'yehudim v'chein no'agu. If you live in a place amongst non-Jews, they're going to make fun of you if you don't wear shoes. So then you would wear the regular leather shoes around the non-Jews. When you get to the Jewish streets, so then you would take take them off and put on the shoes for Tisha B'Av. And that's the minhag. The reason is the goyim will make fun of you. The goyim will make fun of you for walking barefoot without shoes. This whole halacha nowadays in our world, we have so many types of shoes that are considered normal to wear that aren't leather. There are plenty of things we can wear around the goyim that are not leather shoes. So there shouldn't be any problem at all. The Mishnah Berurah here writes, a lot of people are making anilos asando the whole day when they're at home. For Avon Gadol, it's a terrible thing. It's a mistake, he says. Because even though there is a heter, when you're walking amongst the non-Jews to wear the leather shoes, but when you get home, you have to take them off right away. And because of that heter, people began to take advantage and wear leather shoes all the time. So you can't wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av at all the whole day. And again, nowadays, there's enough other options that there should never really be a problem with wearing leather shoes nowadays. Seif Yud Ches. Misha Omer Shelo Yishan Begal Tisha B'Av Imishto B'Mita. V'nachon HaDavar. Mishim Lech Lech Aminon L'Nazira. We know on Tisha B'Av it's Aser to cohabit with one's wife. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that some hold that a husband should not sleep in the same bed with his wife either, because they're not allowed to be together anyway, and that's an appropriate Chumrah to keep. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that one shouldn't, on Yom Kippur, one shouldn't touch his wife at all, like when she's a Nida. And he says that some say this applies to Tisha B'Av as well, and the minhag is to be machmir at night, but during the day, one would be allowed to touch his wife on Tisha B'Av. Now it's interesting, Shaar HaTzion says, what's the difference of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Because in Kippur, women are dressed up very nicely, so there's more of a chance of a Yetzirah. But on Tisha B'Av, people go with begadim and uvalim, with clothes that are not very nice clothes at all, and therefore there shouldn't be a problem. But if on Tisha B'Av women wear nice clothing as well, then one should be machmir not to touch their wife during the day of Tisha B'Av either. The reason for this is lech lech aminu l'nazira. A nazir can't drink wine. He shouldn't even go near a vineyard. That's the phrase that the Gemara quotes. To go far away, even from getting close to doing an avera. See if you test. Im chal Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos mutter v'kulan afilu v'tashmish hamita. The Shulchan Aruch says, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so then it's a regular day. We don't keep any of the halachas of Tisha B'Av then on that Shabbos. And it's mutter even to have tashmish hamita with one's wife. But the Ramah says, v'yesh o'shim tashmish hamita b'chein no'agin. And the Ramah says, but some hold, no, it is like regular Tisha B'Av, and anything that's in private, we keep the halachas of Tisha B'Av in private. And therefore, tashmish hamita is aser. And that's how, because the halacha, one should not have tashmish mitzvah with his wife on Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's pushed off until Sunday. Now, what if the woman's mikvah night falls out on that Friday night? So there the Mishibur quotes a machlokas, and his hachra is that one can be mekil, and if the mikvah night's Friday night, then the woman should go to mikvah, and she can be together and have tashmish mitzvah with her husband on the night of Tisha B'Av itself, which is pushed off, meaning until Sunday. Now, it's important to point out, according to the Ramah, all the halachos apply. So, for example, one shouldn't wash in warm water on Shabbos at all, the Mishnah Berurah says, because that's also considered bitsina. No one knows whether you're using cold water or warm water. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Aser gam gen lirchotz yadov b'chamin, on that Shabbos, which is pushed, when it's Tisha B'Av, which is pushed off until Sunday, because we follow the Ramah. Sifkaf. Ein she'la shamu chaveiro b'Tisha B'Av. You don't say hello to your friend on Tisha B'Av. Now this means not even to say good morning. It's more strict than saying hello before davening, which we discussed way back in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. Here you don't even say good morning, any greeting at all. Now what if somebody who doesn't know the halacha says hello to you? So Meshiva Lem B'Safa Rafa B'Kovid Rosh, you answer in a half-hearted way to show that it's not totally appropriate today. If you can explain to him, that's even better. But if you don't want to explain to him, then you answer in a half-hearted way. Part of not saying hello also includes you don't send a present on Tisha B'Av either. You also don't say, how are you on Tisha B'Av? Now, the quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that to say how are you, you don't say. But what if someone doesn't look well, and you ask them, how are you feeling? That's allowed. Because it's not just Stam saying hello, you're asking them how they're feeling, maybe you can help or something. Then the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you think somebody might be sick, you can ask them how they're feeling. The poskim discuss, can you nod your head as a form of greeting? And the answer is yes. Sif Kafalov. Yesh mi shomer shlo yelch v'tayel b'shuk. Kidei shloi v'egidei shlok v'kalus v'hitu. Some say you shouldn't take a walk out in the marketplace because that'll bring you to joking around and lightheadedness. And Tisha B'Av should be a serious time. So the idea is levity and merriment are prohibited. Even taking a walk or a trip full pleasure is prohibited as well.